USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. President Biden is taking action to curb sexual assault in the military.
The president signed an executive order today stripping commanders of the authority to decide whether to pursue charges in cases of sexual abuse, rape, and murder. The decision will instead fall to a new group of independent special prosecutors, advocates of military sexual assault victims for years have pressed for such cases to be taken out of the chain of command, arguing victims were too often denied justice. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Security measures are being taken outside the Fulton County, Georgia courthouse ahead of a potential indictment against former President Trump. Atlanta News First reported that barriers were put up between the sidewalk and road this week. District Attorney Fannie Willis is expected soon to reveal charges connected to a grand jury report, which details an investigation into the 2020 election in Georgia. Trump's attorneys failed to block the report from eventually being released. The Alabama woman who admitted to a kidnapping hoax is facing charges. Carly Russell faces one count of false reporting to law enforcement authorities and one count of falsely reporting an incident.
Her decisions that night created panic and alarm for the citizens of our city and even across the nation.
Hoover Chief of Police Nicholas Derzis criticized Russell for actions in falsely reporting a child on the side of the highway and faking her kidnapping. Each charge carries up to a year in jail if Russell is convicted. The son of basketball star LeBron James is on the mend after suffering a cardiac arrest on the court. Bronny James is in peak physical condition, which has some wondering how this could happen to him.
Cardiac events are not always because of the stereotypical overweight, blocked arteries, etc., but there can be electrolyte abnormalities.
Amanda Miller, who is a former Division I athlete at Baylor, is now a trauma surgery physician assistant. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, an irregular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Justice Samuel Alito says Congress has no authority to regulate the Supreme Court. The conservative justice told the Wall Street Journal that there's no provision in the Constitution that gives Congress the ability to impose a code of ethics on the high court. Alito is one of several justices who have recently been criticized for ethics controversies. Senate Democrats are currently pushing a Supreme Court ethics reform bill. An initiative is underway called Recover, dedicated to understanding more about long COVID and exploring why black people may be experiencing symptoms like fatigue and heart rate problems. Dr. Clinton Wright with the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke says about the study.
It is really focused on three different ways of collecting data. One is to study people that either have an acute infection following them over time or people that feel that they have long COVID or have symptoms that come and get involved in the study.
President Biden is acknowledging his seventh grandchild, Navy, for the first time. Navy's mother, London Roberts, settled a paternity case with Hunter Biden last month in Arkansas. On Friday, the president released a statement saying his granddaughter is not a political issue and her parents are working to foster a relationship that is in the best interest of their daughter. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.